Okay, I've also started the recording.
Yeah, nothing's bad with having a backup recording. Just in case.
Yep. Okay, so I guess ready to get started here. Welcome everyone, and thank you for joining in. And thank you, Matthew, for joining me here in the studio. I'd like to start off by just a general thanks to everyone who's helped to make the events this year so successful. And then I'll go through each of the events. I'd like to start with the Computer Championship. So first, congratulations to Ricardo Briera for developing Bot Ziltoid, who took first place in the 2013 ARIMA Computer Championship. And I'd like to also thank all the developers who have participated in the event. And I know you've done a lot of improvements on the bots and put in a lot of efforts, and it's definitely showing the bots are stronger this year than they've ever been before. So thank you everyone for putting in that effort and helping to further ARIMA. The bots really provide a good source of opponents for everyone, and it really helps to helps us to learn more about the ARIMA strategies and tactics and explore the game. So thanks for your efforts on that. And with the ARIMA challenge, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone who participated in the screening games. I know it's quite a bit of an effort to find the time to play those games since they take quite a while, but quite a number of you have played the games, and it really helps the challenge defenders when you do that. It gives them ideas. It also gives other players that are playing after you some ideas on, what to try. And also it gives me some ideas as to who to select in future for defending the ARIMA Challenge. And I hope you enjoyed playing those games as well. It's a rare opportunity to play the bots on the tournament hardware, so we don't usually have that kind of an opportunity. And now I'd like to thank Mathis Holtgren for Bot Marwyn having a superior performance in the screening and making it to the challenge match. And I'd like to thank the challenge defenders, Matthew Brown, Matthew Craven, and Greg Main. I was the backup, but fortunately I didn't have to actually play any games. So thanks guys for doing such an amazing job of defending the challenge match this year. You had an 8-1 performance for the humans, and each defender won their series. Some of the games that stood out for me was Matthew Craven's pulling off a swindle in his second game. Also, Matthew Brown pulling off a spectacular win with a horse handicap. And, of course, Greg Mang playing such a controlled game and still winning in only 30 moves. So it was quite a fun challenge match to watch this year. And before I get started with the World Championship, I wanted to thank everyone who played in the spectator contest. I hope you enjoyed playing in it, and I hope you'll play again next year. I hope you found it helped make the World Championship games more exciting for you to watch. I'd like to congratulate Vladden. His username is Hippo in the Arima game room. And he had a really good score. He predicted correctly or had the best prediction on three of the games. And he also got the right player on 15 of the 19 games. And close behind him was Agne Larson. I'm sorry if I got your name wrong, but his username is Geez, G-E-E-Z, in the Arima game room. He also was the best predictor on three games, and he got the right player on 12 of the 19 games. Really good performances. And I also had a bad year this year. I wasn't the best predictor for any of the games, but I did enjoy playing it, and for me it did make watching the final games a little bit more exciting, as I was rooting for the player that I had predicted on. So I hope more players will try this next year, because I think it's a fun event to have on the side. Okay, so getting into the World Championship, I'd like to congratulate Jean Dalligault for winning the 2013 Arima World Championship. He's now a five-time Arima World Champion. Just a totally amazing performance there. And I'd also like to thank Valdez. His username is Boo on the Arima website. He placed second. Oops, I'm sorry. I forgot to press the button there. I'd also like to congratulate, I don't know exactly how to pronounce his name. Oh, actually, it's Peter, but we don't know his last name. But his username, it's spelled Thiagor, Thiagor, in the game room. So he placed third. Really great performances by all these players. And, we have new players coming up that are doing really well. So it shows that, we still have a lot of room to learn, and there isn't any one person that has mastered Arima so much. Chess and Go is really up there, but there's still a lot of room to learn and grow. Now, I'd also like to recognize a lot of people who have made this World Championship an extraordinary event this year by doing a lot of work in the background. First, I'd like to thank AAA. He's the one who wrote the pairing program that we used this year to do all the pairings, and without that, would have I mean, the algorithm is so complicated that it would have been a pain in the neck for anybody to do that by hand, especially with the number of players that we had. In fact, I might even say that it would probably have been like next to impossible for a human to do it. So thank you, AAA, for making this possible. I wish I knew more about you, like who you were, so I could thank you by name. You're a bit like Satoshi Nakamoto for Arima. So we don't know who you are, but you've contributed some great code. And I'd also like to thank the contributors who entered the game information into the wiki and provided event coverage that way. Seen AAA there as well, doing a lot of editing. Vladin, who's Hippo in the Arima Game Room, and Herv, don't know how to pronounce his last name, but his username is Wu, W-O-H, in the Arima Game Room. So thank you all for contributing to the wiki. And I'd like to thank the tournament coordinators, Greg Mang, Herv, and Ricardo Briera. I myself was also a tournament coordinator, and I really didn't have to do much. The other guys really did make things easier for me, and they covered the games, and we had really good coverage, and every game had somebody who was responsible in case something went wrong. And we had a really good event this year. Very few problems, except for the one that we had towards the end, which ended up delaying the tournament a bit. But other than that, it was a really good year. I'd also like to thank the commentators. We had quite a number of people pitching in, and I might have forgotten everybody who did, so if I missed you, apologize. But thanks to Patrick Dudek, Greg Mang, Eric Momsen, Samuel Schuller, Fritz Jönke, and of course Matthew Craven, who's here with me right now. He actually covered so many games. It was just amazing. I don't know how you managed to do that, Matthew. Would you like to say anything?
It's a lot easier to bring myself to cover so many games when I enjoy commentating.
Well, that's great to hear. And so again, thank you very much. And I'd also like to thank all the players who have played in this World Championship. We had 40 players. It was a record turnout. So every person that participates helps to make the event more bigger and exciting for everyone else. So thanks, everyone, for playing in the event. And also I'd like to thank those who contributed to the prize fund. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Fritz Jönke for running the tournament. Without him stepping up and taking on this role, I don't think this tournament would have turned out nearly as successful as it did. If he hadn't done that, I probably would have ran a small tournament again this year, as I had done in the previous year. So thank you very much, Carl, for all that you've done for Arima, and he does do a lot of other stuff throughout the year as well. in terms of promoting Arima, and you know, he's written the book, the first book ever written about Arima, and he's always answering questions in the forum and encouraging players and so forth. So there's, you know, a lot that he does for Arima. So thanks, Carl. I really appreciate your efforts. And, you know, this is the first time that I have not felt kind of like burned out after the World Championship was over. And, you know, I feel like I have energy to help try to, you know, contribute towards making the next World Championship better, hopefully. So with that, I'd just like to say that I'm really excited about what you guys have done this year, and I see a lot of potential for growth in Arima, and it's really coming from you guys. It's not from me anymore. You know, I actually feel like a bottleneck sometimes, and, you know, you guys are pushing things forward. And I guess at this point, you know, all I can really do is sort of just maybe provide you some guidance and direction. And, you know, it's really, the future of Arima is really going to have to come from you guys. And I'm already seeing that happening. And you guys are pushing Arima in new directions and helping it grow. So along those lines, just a couple of suggestions and ideas I'd like to put out there for you guys to take up if you want. One thing that I was thinking is that perhaps maybe we need to develop an open source game room for Arima, and it would maybe eventually replace what we currently have. And you know, and the reason why I'm saying this is because there's a lot of stuff that needs to still be done with the Arima website, and I just don't always have the time to keep up with doing that, and I'm becoming a bottleneck. And I'm starting to see more and more people in the site who are wanting to devote more time to developing the site, and we do have a lot of people in our community that are programmers and you know, really good at coding. And so I think it's, you know, perhaps this might be a good time for getting some sort of an open source project going, if you guys feel that you want to do that. You know, I definitely encourage that. And, you know, we already have other open source software that has been contributed, and we have a framework for doing all that in place. And so, you know, this would be, you know, something additional to what we've already got going. And I think this would be really useful, I mean, not just for Arima, but also for other games. You know, we do have a lot of other people who are interested in other games that do hang around the Arima site, and perhaps maybe they might also be willing to join in and help contribute towards software that everybody can use. So that's, you know, one idea that I'd like to put out there. Another is sort of trying to get more bang out of the events that we have going on for Arima. Every year we do these events, but you know, we participate and enjoy running these events, but we don't do a really good job of promoting our events to the outside world. I used to try to do that, but earlier on, but I don't know, I just don't have the kind of energies and times to do that anymore. So it's again really going to have to come from you guys if you want to do that. But I was thinking that it might be a good time to maybe sort of put together like an Arima promoters special interest group or something like that, sort of to coordinate your efforts and, you know, help promote Arima through, you know, social networking and things like that. And, you know, nowadays with all that's available through the internet, you know, promoting things is a lot easier than it used to be. That's another idea that, you know, I'd like to put out there. And then the third thing, which I'm actually going to do, is I'm going to start trying to get the Arima Prize Fund started earlier this year. Usually we don't do it until a month or two before the events start. But I'd like to try to see if we can maybe get the prize fund started early on. And I think one of the benefits of doing that is, you know, if people can contribute earlier to that, it will encourage more people to contribute, and at the end we'll have, you know, bigger prize funds for the World Championship and the Computer Championship, and perhaps having a bigger prize fund will you know, encourage more players to play. And, you know, I think it's just also with the Arima Prize Fund, I'd like to use part of that this year to maybe help pay for some of the people that contribute to some of the things that happen in the background. So if we build enough money in the prize fund, we should be able to have some extra money to be able to pay and encourage more people to help with all the stuff that's needed to run that World Championship event. Those are some of the suggestions I have, and it's, like I said, it's going to be up to you guys to you know, move on these if you want to, and I'm excited about doing things and, you know, taking more initiative and interest in the upcoming World Championship. And we already have Brian Haskin, who's volunteered to be the tournament director, coordinator, and also help to write up the rules for that event. So thank you, Brian, and I'm looking forward to seeing more people step forward and help with these events. With that, I'd like to just conclude. And Matthew, if you have anything else that you want to contribute, feel free to jump in.
Yeah, I think there were a couple of more people that really contributed to the World Championship that you didn't mention. They're not the obvious ones, but I'd like to go out of my way to thank Fritz Jumpy and Verdons. Not sure about the pronunciation of the latter name. The game room username Woh, W-O-H, for helping out two of the people who could not otherwise get into the World Championship. Without their generous contributions, and neither myself nor Boo, who eventually got second place in the championship, would have been able to participate.
Okay, all right, thank you, Matthew. Appreciate that. And so with that, I'm going to end this session. Thanks, everyone.